Blog Talk Radio.
All opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Brilliant Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio. Brilliant Ideas Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. Brilliant Ideas Radio is about food, music, and most importantly, having fun with your friends. And now, here is the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas. So join the fun and call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Good evening, everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio land. This is the Brilliant Ideas Radio Show, as the man says, and I'm Grill, or Brilliant, or whatever you want to call me. And Brian, well, I don't even know why, I think he's here. I'm not sure what he wants to call me. Brian, you're there. We're having technical difficulties already this evening. How are you, sir?
This is a recording. The Wines Are, a.k.a. Dark Man, has left the show.
Okay, well, good.
In order to preserve
the
great ratings.
How are you?
All
right, did I hurt your feelings?
You didn't hurt my feelings. We're just doing what we always do.
Hello, Laurie. We have technical difficulties. Are you there?
I am here. Hello there. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Laurie.
How are ya?
Oh, I'm just great.
I'll warn everybody right now, in case we lose you, I don't know what's going on, but if in case we lose you on the show, and Laurie and Brian, in case you lose me, which won't be a big loss, continue with the show, but I'm having some issues here with the studio this evening, but I'm trying to fix it while I'm talking, but anyway.
Oh, boy.
But you know, we love when we lose you because it's the only time that Laurie and I get to talk.
Exactly.
your wish may come true tonight. It's something's acting up here. The studio, I literally cannot see the music. I see you guys. It's a long story. But anyway, we'll try to move along here. But if something falls apart, keep talking because you may be on air or you may not be. And what have you. Anyway, everybody, thank you for coming to the show, and we're going to try to do this with or without Blog Talk Radio. I don't know if you've noticed. I'm not noticing anything right now. I don't know if you've noticed that we've got a returning guest, Bridget Rios Purdy. She's a blues singer that was on 2 weeks ago. We had to cut her interview short because, as Brian said, I talk too much. But we're going to have her on. We're going to have her on in a few minutes, and we're going to play some of her music. And she's supposedly a big foodie from what she tells me. So we want to talk to her, find out why she believes she's a foodie, and see what kind of foodie things she likes. But in the meantime, Laurie, while I'm over here trying to get things straightened out, you said you had a food news story that you would like to share with the listening audience. So fire away, and if I disappear, you guys have fun.
Absolutely.
We will.
Here we go. I found an article from a very, very good friend of mine who I was actually privileged to meet at one time, my friend Cindy Anderson. Cindy, if you're listening, you're like a sweetheart to me. But you had posted this article, and it said 10 foods that you can eat past the expiration date. Excuse me. And when I clicked on the article,
wait a second.
I thought it...
Wait. Doesn't Brilliant eat everything past the expiration date?
Oh, Brian.
There's got to be more than 10 foods.
Well, how do you think? Hey, how do you think it's the good deals at Walmart? We buy everything.
I know.
Listen, I have
sorry,
to say.
Sorry, go continue. I didn't mean
to
interrupt.
No, but I have to stick up for Grillion because this is the truth. Everything on this list I was laughing at because it even said, listen, one of the things was, okay, what foods can you eat past the expiration date? And chocolate was one of them. And I'm thinking, are you kidding me? I'm lucky if a cookie, if a box of cookie lasts like 2 days in this house because nothing will ever expire when you live with Grillion because he's just the cutest thing. He gets very excited. I go to the store sometimes. We always go together. And once in a while, I'll go by myself, or he'll run to the store by himself, and he'll come back, and I'm like, okay, I always have to get him treats. He's like a little boy. He gets so happy. And I'll buy him cookies or some Klondike. They're gone. The cookies are gone in like 2 days, and I'll have like two.
Well, I don't want them to go past date, so I'm trying to make sure we eat them before they go
well,
past
you're
date.
Lucky you got two.
Brian, he dips in, he takes the slots of cookies, he opens his hand, he kind of dips in. Remember those things you would get the prizes? You put the quarter in and the big claw would come down and scoop down and try to get the prize? That's his hand.
Yeah.
It scoops down into the box of cookies and grabs as many as possible, and then he walks off with them.
Hey, I'm a growing boy. What can I say?
I was thinking more like a rabid dog.
But anyway, one of the first things they talk about, getting off the subject here, is cheese. And they said, which is true, you can always cut off a little bit of the mold. If cheese has mold on it, it will not make you sick. You cut it off and you'll be fine. So cheese was one of the ones that after the expiration date, you'll have no problem eating it.
I have to stop you there. My great-grandmother.
Number one, he's stopping me.
Yeah, well, my great-grandmother, God bless her soul, she was a country woman, surprise, surprise. And I remember going, like I was 7 years old, going to her house, and she would have these big, you remember the big, she had those big round cheese things that comes like in a wooden crate. Have you guys ever seen those?
What was it?
Yeah, it's called a cheese wheel. Usually, if it's a hard cheese, they're made in big, giant wheels.
Well, yeah, it's a big, giant wooden, it was like a wooden container it was in, but it probably had been there since, she was like probably 90 when I was 7. And that cheese had probably been around since she was 40, because it was so giant. But, oh, you're just giving the eebie-jeebies, Laurie, because she would go and like scrape off the mold. And then she would cut it. And, yeah, she'd get crackers out and say, come on, kitty, let's have some cheese. And it's just like, oh.
But cheese already has mold, so what's the difference?
I know, but this is pretty. I mean, this had like fuzzy mold, the kind that, you know, it's like it would
no.
look at you. It was,
oh,
yeah, it was
no.
nasty. Anyway, go ahead. I'm just bringing
okay.
back memories.
I'm sure it will for other people too. Number two was cereal. If you store cereal in a cool, dry place, it can last months after the sell date. And that I didn't know. I thought cereal would get stale.
You know,
it's
funny you say that.
Oh, come on, it's already dry and stale tasting.
You know, no, she's right, because I actually was cleaning out my truck and I found some Cheerios underneath the seat. God knows how long they've been there, but they were still
God,
good.
God, no.
I'm with you, Brian. Where is this going? I'm scared to ask.
The first problem is he cleaned out his truck.
Right. His truck is very clean. I'm surprised where he's going with this, but I don't know what he's... Well, continue.
It's all for radio, Laurie. It's just all for ratings. Go ahead.
Right. Okay, pasta. Did you know, Brian probably knows this though, I had a feeling, but not this long, pasta can, if it's stored again, if it's a cool, dry place, pasta can last for years after the expiration date. Years.
I didn't even know dried pasta had an expiration date, or at least I've never looked at it.
That's interesting. I didn't either. I've never looked. But everything they say has to have, because you have to have an expiration date. They have to put something on there. And that's the situation I was reading
about.
That's
the problem with this country. We're obsessed with things.
Yes.
We're
so
obsessed
like
with expiration. Yeah, we're going to all expire someday.
When pasta goes bad, does it go limp?
Pasta? Oh,
and boy. You talk about my humor. Oh, Lord.
Okay, Laurie, no. Go ahead.
Okay. I love this next one, and I know, and I've done this. Bread. Okay. If you take bread, you can cut around the mold, and you could actually still eat the bread. But also,
yeah.
Stale bread, and brilliant, you will attest to this. You're my witness. If you make, you can make bread pudding. You can take the hard, stale bread. You put it in a crock pot. You cut it all, break it all off. You put it in a crock pot, okay? You put half and half, sugar, some eggs, butter, vanilla, and cinnamon. And then you bake it for like maybe 3 or 4 hours, and then you turn it down, and it is delicious.
And you really?
My neighbor,
she's right, Brian. The cinnamon
who
and
the
refused
to eat it. He goes, oh, my God, I love it.
Yeah, you really cannot
well,
taste
I would
the mold.
Just,
you can't taste the mold after that.
Well, actually, first of all, if the bread dries out and it becomes stale, it's usually not moldy because moisture didn't get in. If you deal with humidity and moisture and it becomes moldy,
true.
I won't use. You know, you could cut the crust away or whatever, the mold away, but the bread's still gonna stink and to me be moldy.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't use it. But stale bread, yeah, I
yep.
use stale bread
stale
all
bread.
The time. Make stuffing.
Yep, stuffing, bread, absolutely. Yep. But the bread pudding, even my neighbor,
what,
she says, I'm not big on
stuffing?
Bread pudding, and she was eating it.
And what's stuffing, after all? It's savory bread pudding.
There you go. Savory.
I've used
by
my
the way,
favorite word.
By the way, speaking of savory, when we buy our bread at Walmart, it's only like, what, 69 cents a loaf because we get it on the day-old bread pile to begin with. So and this, the funny part is, can you imagine if we're trying to save 69 cents?
Yeah. Well, but you know, I can't keep the bread out because of the humidity. So I usually
true.
Put the bread in the freezer. And
yeah, we actually put it in the freezer. Yeah, in the freezer.
We keep it in the freezer because we do. Yeah. I pop
okay.
it out. I slice it all up. I put it back in the freezer or the fridge because I always like slice it real fast first. And then we have it. We take it out and we always, you know, just pop it in the oven and or in the frying pan with a little bit of butter. It's so good.
Thank
okay,
God we have. Hey, wait. Thank God we've got this disclaimer on the beginning of this show. Do not believe anything we say. And don't take our word for it. This is just commentary. Okay, number five.
Yogurt. If
oh,
it's kept sealed, if it's actually kept sealed, it can last for weeks after the sell date. I don't know about that. Like I said, some of these things, there's one thing. Number 10. They said 10 food. Number 10, I completely disagree with, but when we get to
well,
it, I'll tell you
wait.
Why.
I can't wait till we get
number
there.
Number 5
yogurt.
With the yogurt. I just think, you know what? I don't know. It's milk, it's cream. But they say it'll be fine, so there you go. Chips. I'm spoiled.
Chips
unopened will last months after the expiration date. You know what? I want the chips when it's in between the expiration date. I don't want to wait.
They don't. They
hello?
Won't even make it in our house.
Crickets.
Well, yeah, I was gonna
what
say chips would never expire at your house.
Yeah. No. One day we opened up, it's gone. Oh, this was funny. Chocolate. I'm thinking, are you kidding me? It's chocolate home to brilliant. It's like.
Yeah, but you know.
Oh wait, I have. I have a what was that? What would they? What do they call that thing when you're in court? A sidebar.
Yeah.
I have a sidebar. At my favorite place, which actually you commented on my post that I should have them as a sponsor, Aldi.
Yes.
They had dark chocolate peanut butter mixed together. And
that's good.
I swear I took a picture of it and sent it to you, but if I didn't, I need to buy you some of this.
Is it old?
Dark
is
chocolate
it old?
And peanut butter. No.
Is it old? Oh.
No. It's not old.
Okay.
It's just something that had in
your
store.
Enough with your sidebar and Audi. I swear I think you're trying to get Audi as a sponsor, but okay. Laurie, what number are we on? Seven?
Okay,
why not?
Seven.
We at least
number
get
eight.
Food out of it.
Yeah. But chocolate wouldn't last in our house to ever expire, but chocolate, they said, and I believe that, I mean, it can last almost forever. Forever. It just doesn't go bad. They have to put an expiration date on it.
Yeah, but it does. It does get that
no,
white.
No, it does.
It
because
does get that
you
white
can
on it.
Have it. Yeah, it'll oxidize and it gets white
right.
And it doesn't taste good.
Right.
So.
Yes, I agree. But after, like, how long? So that's what you're saying.
And I can speak from experience. Halloween. I remember Halloween going and getting candy and you get that whole bag full of candy that's, like, you know, 8 years worth of supply and eating it, like, sometime in like, June, you're still eating the candy. And it was still
you were.
The Butterfingers were excellent.
Didn't last that long?
Yeah.
Oh, Butterfinger, I love them. Okay, number eight, condiments. I knew that. Condiments will last a very long time after the expiration date. Mustards and relishes, yes. Number nine, frozen food. Frozen food in the freezer will last quite a long time after the expiration date. And number 10, this is the one I totally disagree with. I was really surprised, was prepackaged produce. Let's say lettuce. If lettuce is past its expiration date, they said throw away the little pieces that are wet
right.
and moist. No.
Right.
Oh, no. Once I see that little green, moist, little mushy thing in the lettuce, the whole thing's gone. I don't want to get sick. It's not worth it.
In fact, it usually goes bad before the expiration date.
I agree with that. You're right.
Yeah.
Usually within a day or two, it'll go bad. But they say, no, just pick it apart. They said, find, you know, the pieces that are mushy, throw it at me, the rest. I'm like, no, I disagree with that one. So there you go.
All right. There you go.
Well, I would say something about frozen stuff. Because people, in fact, I was just talking about this with someone else about, you know that we go to the store and the meat we buy has already been frozen and probably frozen three times, and
mm-hmm.
you're buying it, now putting it in the freezer again,
mm-hmm.
I will not let that defrost and then freeze it again. And the thing about frozen product is that if you don't get it in your freezer in a good amount of time after you've bought it, you know, you're traveling, you're in your truck or whatever, and it's starting to thaw out, you get it in your freezer, if you don't get it in there, in a timely fashion, it's going to get freezer burn. So I'm sorry, but
I think we should all have
food.
We should have freezers in our cars. That's what I think we should have. We leave Walmart.
We should have freezers in our car.
We should
mm-hmm.
have freezers in your car.
Well, you can carry an ice chest. You can carry an ice chest.
Well,
yeah, that's
true. That,
nice
chest. Yeah. We don't buy
it.
We rarely buy
it. It takes a while,
food.
But it'll become freezer burn, and that is the nastiest thing. I've thrown out plenty of things from my freezer that
mm-hmm.
got freezer burn.
I believe we have the expiration date on this story, and we have to move on. Anyway, we have to go to our guest, and she's probably sitting there thinking, oh, my God. We'll find out what kind of food she eats and what kind of old food she eats, too. We'll play some of her music, Bridget Rios Purdy, and her song, The Fantastic. This is the first song I heard from her when we first met, and this is just fantastic. If you like blues, this is going to blow you away. It's I Just Want to Make Love to You. We're going to come back and talk to Bridget, and don't go away. We'll be talking to Bridget and probably some old food and all other kind of things, so don't go away. We'll be right back. just want to, you know, more like I want to throw up in my mouth. But anyway, what? Okay, so you like desserts.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of substance do you like when it's a, like real food? Do you have like a, do you have preference like for pork or beef or chicken?
Okay, well, I do cook, and my specialty is a five cheese chicken. Have you ever had that before?
Never.
Because you were talking about cheese, and that's another one of my addictions is cheese. I love cheese.
Mm-hmm. I love
and
cheese.
So this five cheese chicken is kind of like a chicken cordon bleu. However, instead, there's five different cheeses on the inside of it. And one of the cheeses is mozzarella, ricotta cheese, provolone, jack, and Swiss. You put that in the middle, and then you pound the chicken, and then you roll it in breadcrumbs, and then you bake it. And it is the best thing ever.
Okay, Brilliant is now, I just gave him an assignment. I just picked up chicken. He will be pounding it. He's going to roll it in panko, but I got to get the cheese. I'm going to get the cheese. You got to roll it. We got to do everything in panko, so. But I'm going to get those cheeses. Oh, my gosh, Bridget,
that
sounds
sound
amazing.
And what's it called?
And what do you like? Put it in, like, olive oil in, like, a frying pan?
No. You bake it. You bake it. See,
bake
so it's
it.
Like, a corny wheel.
Wow.
Very interesting. So what else? What other things do you do? Do you do any barbecuing, grilling?
You know what? I don't really barbecue or grill, but I love good ribs. I love good ribs, and then I love waffles and fried chicken. That's my other. I'm just talking about all my food addictions. That's my other.
love it.
Brian, have you ever had that? That's a southern dish too. Aren't you? You're a California girl, right?
I'm a California girl, but, you know, I know where to scope out those waffle and chicken places.
Yeah, because that's a big-time Southern. Have you ever had that, Brian, waffles and fried chicken?
Yeah, but I'm a New Yorker, and I live in the South now, but I always loved grits. So, I mean,
you can
love something that's not regional to where you live.
Yeah, look at Laurie. Mm-hmm. She loves me, and I'm definitely not reasonable.
No, well, that's another question. We need 20 shows to answer that question. So.
You see why I love her? She's so cute.
Well, Bridget, before you go, because I wanted to find out more about your foodie addiction and some of the things you like with your desserts and your five cheese chicken, that which now I'm going to have to make. Thank you very much. And your ribs and your waffles and chicken. Can you tell everybody a little bit more about where they can find your music and more about you if they want to find out more, like your CD and et cetera? Just pass it along, like any websites or anything they can contact you at?
Sure. I have a website. It's Bridget Rios Purdy. And you can find that just, you know, on the internet. And on there, I have my music that's on CD Baby, and you can download that. I've just put out a new song, and it's called Shot Heard Around the World. It's kind of a mixture of various different genres. It's funky, it's blues, it's soulful, and it just has a beautiful horn section in there. I co-wrote that with Dave Austin, I co-wrote that with Dave Austin and Drake Shining, and I recorded it, Drake Shining, and I recorded it at the Dirt Shack Records, and I have Lavelle also on drums, who plays with Sugar Rayford.
Well, I actually posted the video, the YouTube video of that song on my Facebook page. You can find that there. You can check it out on her website and check out her CDs. And your music is fantastic. At the end of the show, I'm going to close out the show with the other song that you sent to me, which is the tribute song. You want to tell about that real quick? The song is called We Shield on the Week.
Sure. It's a tribute to B.B. King, and as many of us who love blues, we're just mourning over the death of B.B. King. And I just started thinking, how would Lucille feel if she were a real woman? What would she say if she could speak? So I wanted to give a voice to her, and dedicate that to B.B. King lovers around the world.
And it is playing around the world now, internationally. And and I had mentioned before, we wrote the song in about a half hour.
Yeah, that's the part I can't believe. She wrote this song in like a half an hour, and I'm going to play it at the end of our show. That'll be our closing song when we sign off here. But it's an amazing, really good song, and check out all of her music. And you can find her on Facebook, too. And we appreciate you coming back on and sharing your foodie addictions and some of your recipes. And I'll tell you what, when I make that chicken five cheese deal, I'll post it on Facebook, and you'll have to check it out. Let me know if I did it right.
Okay, well, you tag me on there. Make sure you use fresh cheese, because I want it to taste good.
All right, sounds good. All right, well, thanks for joining us. All right,
thank
take care.
You
everyone
so
check
for
out.
Me on.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. And check out her website. You can find more about her music. She's a great singer, and we appreciate her taking time to come back on our show, and we're down to like the last 10 or 15 minutes. And guys, I had a couple of stories. I promised everybody, Brian, I know you can't wait for this. I promised everybody to give you my recipe for our crab cakes. And Laurie, please clarify this so that Brian will shut up. Were they not the best crab cakes ever?
I've already muted myself, so don't worry.
I've muted myself. I've never... There was a restaurant, I was trying to think of the name of it, in New Jersey, and I finally, I told Grilly, and I said, I remember the restaurant, it was called, I think, the River Palm, in Edgewater, up by Fort Lee area, and they were known as a steakhouse, and they never, ever advertised, but they advertised with me. He showed his meat locker where he aged the meat, and he was known for his crab cakes. They were out of this world. He had a crab sauce for on top of it with like a mayonnaise mustard sauce. It was out of this world. But I told Grilly and I said, from what I can remember, his crab cakes blew the River Palms away.
Thank you. And from what you can remember, Brian, I blew this place away. And I'm going to give my recipe. Mm-hmm. It's real simple. 1 pound of crab meat, 2 eggs, panko breadcrumbs, that's the key.
That's the key that made them fluffy.
That is
I don't
the like key.
Breadcrumbs, yep.
3 slices of bacon. You have to fry the bacon first, not all the way, but like 3/4 to where it's almost done. Break it up, put it into the, I guess, the batter, the bowl. A spoonful of jalapenos, roasted peppers. You mix all that up, and don't forget to pour in the bacon grease when you do this also. You mix it all up a little bit and make it into into patties. You put it in the oven and bake it for about 45 minutes until it's golden brown on top at 350 degrees. And voila, you have the best tasting crab cakes. And you can actually use fish too. We actually tried it tonight where we mixed. Mm-hmm. We didn't have a lot of crabs left. So I mixed it with rockfish and crab meat. But it's simple, easy, takes you very little time, unless you have to pick all the crabs. It takes you very little time to make it. Mix it all in the bowl, make it into patties, and they are fantastic. And now we can turn on the mic for Brian again so he can say something snarky.
You realize.
It was panko.
You realize that if you tell anybody that's a true Marylander, is that right? Is that the right word, Marylander, or true person from Maryland, that you put eggs and breadcrumbs in your crab cakes, they'd throw you out of the state.
No, you'd be surprised. No, you're all by the way. Oh, my God. I forgot the major part. Oh whoops, because I'm looking at my list here. Did I say half a butter, half a stick of butter? That's easy.
No, you forgot the butter.
You got to have the butter in it. If you forget the butter, you're going to have a dried-out mess. But, no, Brian, it's funny you should say that because the true Maryland crab cakers around here, I was talking to them, asking them about their different recipes. Some of them put saltine crackers in there. They put breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised how. I mean, I thought you were right too. But a lot of them put. And I don't put a lot of panko.
Well, maybe breadcrumbs okay, but eggs as a binder. I thought they always used like mayo as a binder.
Yeah, well, you know what? One lady you talked to did use mayo, but you know, after I've got bacon in there and the bacon grease and I got the butter, I just thought, man, if I throw mayonnaise in there too, it's going to be a goopy mess.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
So did you taste any crab with all this other stuff in there?
Oh, yeah.
You got jalapeno, you got bacon, you got bacon grease, you got butter.
Mm-hmm. Not bacon grease, like piles of it.
Laurie, how did it taste?
It wasn't like, believe me, it's not like a greasy mess where, oh my God, all the butter, all the grease. He knows how to make just the right proportion. I watch him. He just holds his hand up. It's like drizzling. It's drizzling on top of the crab meat with the bacon grease. It's drizzling on top with the butter. It's not like he's pouring it all in.
I'm going to make him some. When he comes here, this is going to be my new signature dish. When he comes here, I'm going to make him some, and then he'll shut up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. Speaking of seafood, I'm
not coming.
I know.
I'm not coming, so don't worry about it.
I was told I have to invite you.
I haven't even been invited.
No, I was told. I invite you now.
We
got to
wait for the chandeliers to come in.
No, then I'm not definitely not coming because you know how I feel about chandeliers.
Ryan, I have six. This is the truth, and my neighbors can attest to it. I have six chandeliers on the floor all over the guest room. Six.
Yes, she does.
And the electrician is coming next week to hang them all and do the wiring, and it's going to be, I mean, the dining room has 18 arms, so you're talking like great Gatsby chandeliers. You're talking.
All right, let me talk about this food story about seafood and stop talking about chandeliers real quick. This is a weird story, speaking of seafood. Nearly half our edible seafood is going uneaten. This is an amazing story to me. U.S. consumers throw out, look, I'm going to ask you, how many pounds, just take a guess, how many pounds of seafood are thrown out, edible seafood, every year?
I don't even know what it is. I'll let Brian take that one. Take the floor, Brian, take the floor.
I couldn't say, but I can imagine that there would be, because seafood, probably more than anything else, is the quickest as far as perishing is concerned.
I agree.
Listen to this, 1.3 billion pounds of edible seafood is thrown away every year. That's more than a quarter of the country's annual supply. And these numbers came from a study published in the Global Environmental Change that found up to 47% of the U.S. edible seafood supply goes uneaten every year. Some of that is the fault of the fishermen catching the wrong species or product lost during distribution and retail, but the majority of the waste, 51 to 63%, is squarely the fault of the consumer. The 2.3 billion pounds of edible seafood that goes uneaten is enough. No, it says 2.3. I just said 1.3. Anyway, it says the 2.3 billion pounds of edible seafood that goes uneaten is enough protein to sustain more than 10 million people a year. And by the way, Laurie and I have had our fair share of seafood this past week. Oh, my God. Between rockfish and crab and perch.
Our neighbors. Ripley.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought that was a food story I needed to tell. And, Brian, you'll like this real quick story. Food trucks are now serving up crickets. Have you heard about this?
No, but do tell where. We must go and get some.
Well, do tell. The University of Connecticut is now selling crickets, and they're actually going like hotcakes, literally. A food truck at the University of Connecticut is serving up roasted crickets. The Daily Campus reports the university dining services and advertising the insects as organic, not genetically modified. There you go. And earth-friendly. And anyway, it's a big hit in the University of Connecticut. So if you're up in Connecticut, Brian, on one of your trips to New York, swing in there to one of those food trucks at the Connecticut University, and get yourself some crickets and let us know how it turns out.
Let me tell you something. When you kill a cricket,
definitely will.
A big black cricket, it's so ugly. It's so ugly. It's yellow.
They're only 99 cents.
Like a mustard
color. And they come whole in a small plastic container, and they're sold as a snack, or you can put them on your tacos.
Lori?
Yes?
Crickets are God's creatures, too. We
mustn't
call them ugly.
Look,
Look, I save everything. People know me. I save the everything but flies and mosquitoes. And now the crickets are so ugly and big. I try to get them outside, but if you have to kill it, it's yellow. It's like a mustard. It's disgusting.
Tell you, listen to this, Ross. She saves a spider at the firehouse this past week while she was making apple dumplings for the apple dumpling.
Yes, I was helping with the church. I was.
Gang, the church. And she's trying to save a spider. Went outside and carried the spider outside so it wouldn't get smushed.
It was raining.
What happened to you, Laurie? What happened to
it
you,
was
Laurie?
Raining, so my feet got slippery from the rain and the water, and I walked inside and slipped on the concrete and banged my knee.
I caught her next time.
Trying to do good with the church, made 700 and something apple dumplings with the rolling of the dough and the apples. I was screaming, spider, spider, spider. So I grab a cup. I grab the cup. I scoop it in the cup. I save the spider. And what happens if I come in? I fall.
There you go.
But
let's
you know why you fell?
Why?
Because that was the itsy bitsy spider. And instead of the rain washing it out, it washed you out.
Oh, jeez. On that note, we're out of time. 1 minute left. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Thank you for keeping us in the top 10. We were number 6 this past week. We kind of slid. We're still in the top 10, and I got to go because the lady's yelling in my ear that the show's going to end in 59 seconds. So thank you for joining us. Thank you to our guest, Bridget Rios Purdy. I'm going to play her song as a closing song, which was Lucille, Don't You Weep. We will see you next Sunday, and eat, drink, and be brilliant.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Don't you weep.